Well, Michael, if you would, let's talk a little bit about your background, how you came to know about Stride, and what you're doing since you got here.
Well, I've been in the financial services insurance business for over looking at opportunities. I was introduced to Stride by a manager with one of the financial services firms, and he just said, look, I think you said it earlier, I'm the money finder, and if I can find, it doesn't matter, $1,000, $2,000, $100,000, then that allows me to go in with some products and services and say, hey, by the way, I just saved you $100,000 on your tax credits or whatever. And so I don't have a problem asking them to join in and help pay for employee benefits or something like that. So my main focus was to find money. You know, it's kind of rob Peter to pay Paul, but if we can come up with something that can save them some money, then obviously I'm a hero and everybody's a hero, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing I've been doing, I've been reaching out to friends and clients, but now comfortable enough to approach other businesses and explain that this is the focus, this is what we do, and more than anything else, let's just see if it works, great. If it doesn't, then we shake hands and part friends, but at least you know. I mean, what you've been talking about with the merchant audit, it's the same thing with WOTC and some of the other programs that, you hire a lot of minority, you hire a lot of veterans, this is something that, and it's amazing how many are not taking advantage of those tax credits.
Absolutely. So how's this working out for you? Let's talk about some of what you've got going on.
Well, I've got three active cases right now, and I've just got to give a shout out to Chris, just because he is so professional on the phone and can really walk people through it. That's the thing that I know I needed help on. And when you turn it over to you guys, then there is that feeling and allow you to do what you do best. But I mean, we're really digging in deep to some they're talking about some future renovations. They're talking about making some things happen that need to be handled, need to be taken care of. And I really want to get that relationship with that CPA or that tax advisor, that CPA firm, because if we can do a job, a really good job for one client, like what you've talked about on many calls, gosh, that could open up the door for 5, 10, 15 brand new clients that just come from this one CPA or the CPA firm, and they actually do the business for you as long as they don't feel threatened or think they're going to lose their client.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was just speaking with a CPA yesterday who said, listen, this is critical to my business, absolutely critical. I've had clients that I have not heard from with tax season, and I called out and found out that COVID actually killed them. I have clients that I reach out to that I haven't heard from that I found out COVID killed their business. I've got clients I'm waiting to hear from that are deciding whether or not they're going to file bankruptcy. And he's listening, the impact to my business has been atrocious. I don't believe that I've recognized yet the full extent of it. And I don't think that I'll recognize for the next 2 or 3 years how bad it's really been. And something like this that puts me in a position to save my own book of business, save these clients that have become friends over the years, many of them, points one and two. And point number three, it allows me to go pick up business from my competitors and not only rebuild what I've lost, but rather grow going forward, which prior to meeting you guys, I didn't see how I was going to do that. And so absolutely, I'm glad you're already minded. And I'm sure, you know, between your own capacity and your professional experience and work with Chris, that contributes to you being minded. But I'm thrilled that you're minded along the lines of or attentive to building relationships with those other professionals, with the clients you're working with, because they have other of the same, and it turns into a very mutually advantageous situation.
And, you know, a lot of people are hurting out there, but one of the cases we're working on is a meat processing plant. And that meat processing plant has, for the first time in over 60 years, opened orders from Walmart and H-E-B groceries and Albertsons to produce as much meat and sausage as they can. Matter of fact, they're in the process of building an additional 5,000 square foot addition of $1.2 million to just accommodate the orders from Walmart. So a lot of people are hurting, but on the other side, there's companies out there that are exploding because of what COVID has done.
Absolutely. So, having been in the industry as long as you have and having the background that you have, right, you've had plenty of exposure to the sales process. You've had plenty of exposure to saturated markets. You've had plenty of exposure to highly, highly aggressive, right, and competitive markets. You've had exposure to product-specific sales and how difficult that can be, and populations that it may or may not be ideal for, populations that do or don't recognize the need they have for it. How would you compare your background, everything you've experienced as a professional, up to this point with what you've experienced since you've been at Stride?
Well, I think the number one issue is that I don't have to come in and talk about a product. I don't have to come in and talk about something specifically, you know, regardless whether it's financial planning, whatever. I'm able to come in and say, let's see if we can find some money. I mean, there might be some tax credits, some tax adjustments. There could be some money that we need to see, and let's find out. And I'm not talking product. I am not going in talking merchant audit or WOTC or any of that. I just want to get to the presentation pro and show them, wow, this thing shows $400,000, $160,000 check that you possibly could get from the federal government because of your hiring practices, and we can only make that better. And I like the fact I'm not going in with a product. I'm going in simply saying, I'm the money finder here. Let's see if we can find some money for you and offset some of these expenses that you're going through. And again, I'm not talking about adding product or anything else. That's the biggest difference for me, is that I don't have to go in specifically with a product sale.
Absolutely. Well, you commented earlier, and I think, bless you, you commented earlier, and I think it's a great perspective, that, you know, traditionally speaking, you were trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, right? You know, businesses are like people, right? You know how much money you take in on average, and you've built your expenses accordingly. Have you not? Businesses are the same thing. And so when you show up with a strategy, no matter how needed or no matter how much they may want to do it, they still have to figure out how the hell they're going to pay for it, because right now they've already allocated the monies they're used to bringing in. Certain amounts of monies are going to payroll. Certain amounts of monies are going to taxes. Certain amounts of money are going to maintenance. Certain amounts of money. So to your point, Michael, you're always in a traditional setting. You're always looking to rob from Peter to pay Paul. You're trying to squeeze blood out of a rock. It's a lot easier to pay Paul when you show up with the bag to pay him with, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
The bag of money that you show up with, it makes your other sales, your core competency sales, a lot easier, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, that's the focus right now. This has given me an avenue that I've not had before.
Excellent. So, Michael, for the sake of time, we're going to wrap up and bring on our other guest speakers. But I would ask everybody writing in, you know, awesome, amazing, amen, great perspective, needed to hear it. So a lot of people really, what you've said, it's really resonated with them. With that said, if there's any pearls you've held back till now that you think would be beneficial to the live and then those live audience and then those that listen to the recording, now would be a time to offer it. And if you don't have anything, that's fine. You've already offered so much.
Well, no, I just think that to overcome any of the objections about, well, I really don't like sharing my tax information. You know, I like my CPA, and I mean, all of these things, these objections are part of the process of showing, let's work together and let's see if we can find you some money. And I don't know a business owner that doesn't want to have the opportunity to find some money. And the greatest part is that I'm not saying, oh, by the way, there's a $5,000 upfront fee or $10,000 upfront fee for me to come in here. I mean, for me to be able to go in and say, look, we're going to do the research. We're going to find it. If we find something, hey, then, you know, it's kind of like a farm law filter. Pay me now, pay me later, right? We're looking at it from a standpoint of let's see what we can discover. And if we do, great. If we don't, fake hands and pork friends.
Absolutely. Excellent job. Thank you, sir. Keep up
the good work. Thank you.
Yes.